Welcome to episode 42 of Personalities at Carey, your very own WP Carey full-time MBA podcast. Today, we are talking with Shalini Thomas. Shalini has vast experience in nonprofits. She's concentrating in business analytics, and she had her internship with MBAs across America. Let's get right into our conversation with Shalini. All right, welcome to Personalities at Carey. We're here on episode 42 with Shalini Thomas. Did I pronounce your name right?
Yes, you did. Okay.
I've been having trouble with some others, so that's why I just make sure. All right, so my very first question to you will be, what's your background? What brings you to WP Carey, and what have you been doing before that?
So my entire background is in nonprofits. Most of my career was in El Paso, Texas, which is right on the U.S.-Mexico border, working in different capacities with immigrants in the community. And so my job was providing immigration legal services to low-income immigrants, both in an immigration detention center and outside the immigration detention center. And I also did a lot of volunteering, also mostly with immigrants in a shelter for migrants, volunteering to create a community organization that helped people who worked and weren't paid to try and recover their wages. And I had applied for promotions and didn't get them because I didn't have a degree. And most people in my position would have gone to law school. But I realized that I really love operations. I really love that side of it. And I am not so good at the people, person-to-person interactions.
Okay.
And so developing my operation skills is a way for me to be helpful and useful and use my talents while avoiding some of those people, person-to-person interactions. And so that's why I thought about business school.
Okay. And are you still interested in going back to nonprofits after business school?
Yeah, I am. That hasn't changed. I think it doesn't necessarily have to be a nonprofit. There are some problems with the nonprofit structure, but definitely an organization that is solely focused on social impact. Mm-hmm. I'm less interested in organizations that have a corporate social responsibility wing. Mm-hmm. I want that to be the sole focus of the organization.
Okay. So did you decide on WP Carey directly, or did you look around in other schools?
I honestly only applied because of the scholarship.
Okay.
Net Impact puts out a review of schools, and I really used that to decide where I was going to apply. I was moving with my boyfriend. He wanted to stay west of the Mississippi, and so that helped cut down a lot of options. And so then I looked at the schools where I got in, and I visited a couple. I talked to some people, and I was pretty sure I wasn't going to come to WP Carey. And then I talked to people at WP Carey, and it was very clear that the cohort is very different than the cohort at many other business schools. Mm-hmm. And so that's what made me come here. Mm-hmm. And I'm very thankful that I made that decision.
And can you give us, how has your experience been so far? It's been a year and a half almost.
Yeah.
And anything that stood out to you apart from like the curriculum, what about the people, clubs, career services?
Far and away, I think we have a really special cohort. Different than likely any other business school in the United States. And that's really important. I think very few people, a lot of people came in from the nonprofit sector, which is nice, but I think that that is somewhat true at many business schools. But people aren't competitive, people are collaborative. And people are not just focused on business. People are really focused on the impacts that they're making. A lot of different paths that people are taking to do that, but but I wouldn't feel comfortable in a traditional business school at all. And that's what I love about WP Carey.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned that you came here for the operations part of it, so you must be doing supply chain. Did you add on another concentration?
I'm actually not doing supply chain.
You're not?
I'm okay. Not. Because the organizations that I'm interested in are more service focused. I know that there is a lot of supply chain in some parts of immigration, especially around, for example, refugee camps in Europe. But that's not what I'm interested in. And so I'm business analytics and entrepreneurship.
Okay. And of the classes you've taken so far, do you have a favorite course?
In terms of applicability to my future career, not necessarily.
Mm-hmm. Something you enjoy.
Other than managerial accounting, of course.
Okay.
But in terms of enjoyed, managerial accounting was good. Data-driven quality, I really like the quant. I'm not very good at it, but I like it.
Mm-hmm.
And so being able to look at processes which aren't necessarily quantitative and make them quantitative
mm-hmm.
is really fun and is something that may end up being useful in my career, depending on how big an organization I'm at, I think.
Okay. And that's Professor Brett Duarte's 517, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
7:20 in the morning. The amount of energy he has at 7:20 in the morning is amazing.
All right. How about your internship experience? How did you go about looking for an internship last year?
So I was looking for an internship at a nonprofit. And I was really looking for something that was kind of general operations, and that didn't seem to exist. And then I was also thinking about MBAs across America, and as I found fewer options in other things, MBAs across America started looking better and better, especially since not many other people were interested at first, and so I really got to make it what I wanted it to be. And then, especially when Anu joined the team and we started working together, we wanted the same things. We wanted a variety of projects. We wanted a variety of industries and organizations. We wanted small businesses and large businesses and startups and nonprofits. And we were on the same page about everything, which was really exciting. And so then it took more time than we wanted, I think, to finalize what we were going to be doing. But at the end of the day, we had three really different projects working on three really different things. One in Arizona, one in California, and one in El Paso. So I got to go back home to El Paso. And it was great.
Okay. So Anubhuti has kind of touched upon the different projects that you took on. But she said that you would be the best person to talk about what's going forward for the people who are in the first year. What does MBAs across America bring to them what they can bring to MBAs across America?
I think MBAs across America is a really good experience for someone who wants to do consulting, especially small business consulting, for someone who would rather do multiple little projects rather than one big project, someone who is interested in being really self-directed. Nobody was looking at anything Anu and I did. Cami asked for executive summaries, and I'm fairly positive she didn't open one. She's not here anymore, so it doesn't matter. So you have to be really self-directed. You have to be willing to put in the work, and you have to be willing to not make very much money. And so you really have to be in it for the learning experience as opposed to the salary. And obviously there's no job waiting for you at the end of it, and so you have to be willing to put up with that too.
Okay. And what about how many people can apply this year? Like, how big a team are you?
I think so. This is a model that has been used at other schools, and they really say 4 to 5 is the best size, and if there are more than that, then have two teams and find some funding. But yeah, I mean, no matter what size you have, you're dealing with different dynamics. So Anu and I, it was just the two of us. It was really easy to make decisions. It was a lot of work because it was just two people. With four people, you probably have less work. You can probably take on bigger projects, but it's going to be harder to make decisions.
Okay. So since you come from a very interesting background, I haven't talked to anyone who's done nonprofit before this. So can you tell me what are the best and worst decisions of your life? Kind of, if you can learn from you, if you made some mistakes.
Absolutely. I never put a lot of thought into next steps. I'm fairly lazy and don't like doing things like looking for a job, which nobody does. And so I kind of fell into all of my positions. I did a one-year volunteer project after graduation because looking for a job sounded really awful. And then I did another year because that sounded a lot easier. And then I just found a job at a nonprofit in El Paso because I wanted to stay in El Paso. And it's worked out really well. And yeah, I wouldn't necessarily say that's a best or a worst decision, but it has worked out and I'm praying it will continue to work out. Worst decisions is I was really interested in social justice in high school. And I thought that the best way to do that was to go into politics. And so I went to school in DC because that's near politics. And I didn't really take a look at what I enjoyed. It took a very long time. I was in my late 20s before I realized I don't like talking to people. And I really like spreadsheets. And if I had figured that out in high school, I think I would have landed at this career a lot earlier, which would have been nice. I learned a lot in my career, but this is definitely where I want to be. And if I had figured that out a lot earlier, I'd just be further along in it. I think I was always taught that girls can be good at math and science, and I believe that. But I never really got that girls are allowed to like math and science. And so I avoided that for a long time. Really interesting. And I think now we're doing a much better job of teaching little girls that. But in the 90s, that message didn't come across.
It's a good thing you've somehow figured it out.
Yeah.
Maybe a little late, but still fine. And when you don't study all the time, I'm sure you'll be studying a lot. But
yeah.
Do you have something to do as a hobby at your leisure time?
Yeah. I really like baking, mostly because I really like eating.
That's a good excuse.
Yeah, it's, right, why go to the store and spend $25 on a cake when I can make it for $5 and it's usually better? So I guess that's what it is. I really like eating. And so I spend a lot of time looking at recipes and cooking and dreaming about what restaurants I could go to if I had money. I'm figuring out what I'm going to plan, what I'm going to eat the next week.
Good. Do you watch any movies?
Yeah, I watch way too much TV.
Okay, so any favorite movie?
I really like really dumb movies. I came from nonprofits where client stories were really sad. And so when I come home, I have zero desire to watch anything sad or anything that makes me think. And even though I'm not doing that anymore, that stuck. So sci-fi and fantasy and action movies and superheroes and all of those fun things where you don't have to think at all are my favorites.
Cool. And when you said you watch a lot of TV, any particular TV shows you want to recommend?
Really good ones. No, actually. Although Patriot Act with Hasan Minhaj has been great.
Yes. I've watched that.
Yeah.
He really dives deep into some stuff
and
puts up a good presentation.
Yeah, basically. And he's hilarious, and he's a nerd, and he's a brown nerd, and we're not on TV a lot. Sometimes he throws in some Hindi, and I don't speak any Hindi, but it's still nice to see on TV.
Sure. What about music? Do you like a favorite artist or a genre of music?
Yeah, bad 90s hip hop. Yeah, so Ludacris, Biggie, those are my favorites.
It didn't make a lot of sense back then, right? It doesn't make sense now. What about reading? Do you have a favorite book?
I do read a fair amount. Again, really stupid, like young adult sci-fi and fantasy is my favorite. So anything I would really recommend, I can't think of much. But I have a whole list of young adult sci-fi fantasy if anyone's interested.
Sure. And if you had to pick a person in history that you'd like to have coffee with to get to know them better, who would you choose? And why?
What comes to mind right now is someone like Christopher Columbus. Because I always go back and forth between, are you really and truly this dense? Did you really believe that the indigenous peoples you came across were subhuman? Or was that a rationalization because you were making lots of money? And obviously in a conversation during coffee, I wouldn't be able to figure that out, but it's an interesting thought experiment.
Good thought. Do you have any pet peeves you want to share?
Tons. I'm a really irritable person. Yeah, people who flake. Flake on plans or flake on what you say you said you would do something and you didn't, you know, especially relevant in team projects. Especially because I'm so anal about quality that I'm sure I get on everybody's nerves in my teams because I sit and edit and make comments and won't stop and it's really annoying. But if we have a deadline for Tuesday when the assignment is due on Thursday and you don't finish your stuff by Thursday, then I can't edit and I get really annoyed because I'm anal.
This is just related to schoolwork or outside of this also? In your family when you're not really working on something?
Like friends who flake on plans. I'm pretty introverted, so I don't have a lot of plans. And so when I'm really looking forward to something and people flake, you know, if I have 10 plans that week, it's not a big deal. But if I haven't seen anyone in 2 weeks, then it's then I get annoyed, right. Which is on me. I could take steps to fix that.
Any other pet peeves? You said you had it done.
I can just WhatsApp you every time I come across one. How about that?
That many.
Okay. Yeah.
Sure. So what are your plans after graduation?
So go back into nonprofits. Mm-hmm. Even though I love smaller on-the-ground nonprofits, I think I have a lot to learn. And I think I'll be able to learn better at a much larger organization. And so hoping to find an organization where I can learn. I think at this point, if that means it's an organization that I don't care about the mission as much because I can learn, then that's probably what's best for me right now.
Do you have a preference in location or
not? Well, yeah. So I got to choose Arizona. My boyfriend gets to choose the next place. He's looking at PhD programs. So it's looking likely that it'll be Albuquerque, Eugene, Oregon, or Iowa City, Iowa, which is where I grew up and where my parents are. So that'll be fun to go back home.
Nice. Do you have any advice for the first years who are getting through like a tough time like we did last year?
Don't forget there's a curve. Mm-hmm. it's really easy to get really stressed, but enough professors have mentioned the fact that they can't fail the whole class that it's hard, it's tough, it's stressful, work really hard, but try not to focus on the fact that you're going to fail because you're not going to fail because it's bad for the program.
Look at it from the other side, is that what you
think? Yeah.
Yeah. All right, and when you're done with your graduation, how would you like your peers to remember you?
Hopefully my analness around schoolwork was positive and not negative. And so high quality work and, you know, friendly if quiet is what I hope for.
Yeah, that's a good way to think of yourself. Yeah. And if you have something going on, something you're organizing for the school or you want people to participate in, you can take a couple minutes to plug that.
I'm not super involved in much, although Toast Devils is pretty fun. Mm-hmm.
Anything outside of school you want people to go attend?
I'm not super involved with the Arizona community. It's, yeah, something that I think about changing. So no.
Okay, sure. And if people want to get in touch with you, are you active on some social media or do you want to give out your email address?
Yeah. Email address, Shalini, S-H-A-L-I-N-I .e.thomas@gmail.com. I check Facebook all the time, but I never post anything. That's probably it.
Okay. So thank you again. This is the end of our podcast episode. Yeah.
Wait, I have a question.
Oh, sure.
When is somebody going to interview you?
At the end of it, probably when I'm done with everyone else. Hopefully I'll get all of us and have large catalog of people.
Yeah.
But some people might just not want to put their information out there, so we'll see how much we get.
All right. Thank you so much. This was awesome.
Shalini is extremely passionate about working with people. Her work is always impeccable. And I can tell that she loves spreadsheets so very much. Thank you very much for listening to our podcast. Please promote us. We are available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, etc. I'll leave you guys here for now, and I will see you in the next one. Peace and goodbye.